Well, you may have flashbacks to the 1960s when you hear the name Peace Corps, but the agency is still alive and well and still recruiting Americans to serve overseas.
We're currently, I think we're looking at June 2015 departure dates for people that are applying today.
Peace Corps recruiter Maggie Flynn was recently on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University trolling for applicants. Peace Corps currently has just over 7,000 volunteers serving in more than 100 nations worldwide. Flynn says the mission hasn't changed since President Kennedy launched the organization in 1961.
The Peace Corps' goal is to send able men and women to countries that have requested their help. One of the main goals is to share the culture of the United States with those countries and then to also bring back their culture to share with other citizens.
Flynn says the agency is looking to bump up recruiting, but one of the things holding them back is a basic misunderstanding many people have about how volunteers are treated.
There's the impression that Peace Corps puts you on a plane, flies you to a third world country, kicks you off the plane, gives you a map, and says good luck. There's a lot more that goes into it than that. You do have training, you do meet people, and there is a support system in country for you.
We asked for three references. I don't know if you got to that
part. I have to ask about that.
It's a job supervisor, a volunteer supervisor, and a close friend.
Peace Corps applicant Darius Robinson of East Nashville certainly isn't put off by the challenge. Robinson just graduated from MTSU with a degree in criminal justice and hopes to teach HIV awareness classes for the Corps in South Africa.
I'm from, you know, underprivileged community, so like I've come a long way, but I know how it is. And so, you know, any opportunity I see to give back, you know, that's what I want to do.
Robinson says his parents aren't as excited as he is about the possibility of his serving overseas for a couple of years, but they're coming around.
They're afraid. Like, my family doesn't travel a lot. I'll be the first one to actually leave the country, I think. But that motivates me even more, you know?
MTSU alums Shannon Anderson and her husband Danny served with the Peace Corps between 2010 and 2012. They taught English to grade school children in eastern Ukraine. She says the first few weeks were hard, but the host family she was initially placed with helped make the transition bearable.
They really showed us right off the bat that, you know, Ukrainian people are so kind and so hospitable, and really any country you go to, people are just people. They're very kind.
Anderson says that, ironically, one of the most difficult parts of her Peace Corps stint was returning to the U.S. where so few Americans are interested in what she experienced.
You can't really relate to a lot of people about that. It's nice that I served with my husband because now we can talk about it. We still speak in Russian to each other.
Anderson says the pair also attend monthly gatherings of Mid-State Peace Corps veterans, which gives them still more opportunity to talk about the experience. Peace Corps recruiter Maggie Flynn notes that the agency does try to make overseas assignments manageable. Volunteers get a small stipend, insurance, 3 months training, several weeks of vacation, and in-country support. She notes that increasingly, the Peace Corps is attracting older Americans looking for a new challenge.
When I served, there was a couple in their early 70s. I know another person that works in the Atlanta office served with Miss Ellie, who was 78 when she served.
Flynn says that regardless what age you might be, it's important for volunteers to be honest with themselves about just how much of a challenge they're willing to undertake.
We do want you to go abroad and have this experience, especially if you're interested and you want to help other people. But what we don't want is people to leave midway through their service.
Peace Corps alum Shannon Anderson says she has no reservations about recommending the experience.
It will change you, and in a good way. I feel like my skills were built in a huge way. I feel so much more capable now coming back.
In it, it has what volunteers do, where we go.
If you'd like to explore what serving overseas might look like for you, a good place to start is the agency's website at peacecorps.gov. For WMOT, I'm Mike Osborne in Murfreesboro.
I'd be more than happy to give any information that I can. And if you want more information, I'm...